How about his social contacts?
Basically, just the church, I think. He was the national president for things like the Wholesale Furniture Distributors of America, and I can't remember, a couple of organizations like that.
Are all Mormons, real Mormons, are active in the church? It's not
About 50%, I think.
But does he remain active in his later years when he came back from,
yes,
from school?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have any official?
Callings?
Only offices.
Or yeah.
Is this called callings?
Yes, he was, I guess, all sorts of things. I don't know what sort of terms I could give you to be familiar with.
Tell me, I'd like to hear them.
Things like executive secretary, the wards, are those are the local units of the church. And so he was, he had positions in executive secretary, that's secretary to the local bishopric, quorum advisors for the priesthood quorums, for the, you know, the groups of priesthood holders. He had several of those teachers' jobs always, and I guess when he died, he was the Sunday school president for sort of a regional thing.
What's a priesthood holder?
That's, I guess, going to be hard to explain. A priesthood holder is... the Mormon Church has a lay priesthood instead of an ordained paid priesthood. And so all males over the age of 12 are... or can have the priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
And it is... there are gradations in that. So... I think most of his time was spent in, you know, teaching,
mm-hmm,
deacons and priests, teachers. Those are sort of the, between the ages of 12 and 20,
okay,
priesthood.
What are the holders, though? I mean, is that a priesthood holder? Is that a term for that?
Yeah, that's just a term for someone, I don't know how to
say. Someone who's active? Is that a male over 12 who's actively involved in the priesthood?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I got
yeah,
you.
That's it.
All right, now you mentioned your mother's father as an alfalfa farmer. But where was he born?
He was born in St. George, Utah, in the very southern portion of the state. In fact, he was born, or his father was the last of the polygamists, I think, just barely the last, and... he was born, I guess, 1894, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, the federal marshals were in making sure that the polygamists didn't live together. And so his mother was forced to live alone. And my grandfather was born, I think, 3 months after his father died. And so from that point, he was the man of the house. And I guess about the time he was 8 or 9, they moved from St. George to Hinckley, where his mother learned to become a midwife. She had to support herself because she was all alone. The other side of the polygamist family had sort of abandoned them.
Did they ever hear another term for midwife?
I don't think so. I've
never heard of a granny woman or a granny.
No.
They don't use that term in Utah.
No, in fact, well, I think she had to I think she may have had to go to the University of Utah to study for that. So she
was really a licensed midwife.
Yes.
I see.